Will the family come forward and bring our newest member with her? And we will join in the front. Y'all come. Yeah, you guys get to watch too. Okay. Now, I'm going to stand you guys in a circle over there. Alice is going to help me here. You got her. Okay. All right. And you got your pretzels. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure why not. Okay. All right. If you want to follow along, the service for the Liturgy of Baptism is in 268, page 268 in the front of the hymnal. We pretty well will follow that. So, unless you take this, because I can't hold that and do anything else at the same time. Yeah, if you would please. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and under the power of the devil. Until Christ claims us as his own, we would be lost forever and delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named?
Imani Marie.
Receive the sign of the cross on the forehead and on the breast, in token that you have been redeemed as one of Christ's crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved the believing Noah and his family. 8 souls in all. You drowned the hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea. You led your people, Israel, through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing the washing of your holy baptism. Through baptism in the Jordan, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be blessed flood of lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold, our sister here, according to your boundless mercy, bless her with true faith in the Holy Spirit, through the saving flood in all sin, which has been inherited from Adam, and which she herself has committed, since she would be drowning otherwise. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving in your name at all times with fervent spirit and the hope of joy that all believers in your name promise, that she would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. When they saw it, Jesus was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever doesn't receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms. He put his hands on them and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming and your going out from this time forth, even and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amani, do you renounce the devil? If you answer yes, I renounce him. Yes, I renounce. Do you renounce all his works? Yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all his ways? Yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Yes, I believe. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Amani Marie, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Can I borrow her for just a second?
Oh, I know. Okay.
Amani Marie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. You have every right to be unhappy. Go back to Dad. There you go. The Almighty God of our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth in water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Okay.
We have a candle. Yeah, right. It actually lit. Amazing. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter into him the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. Excuse me. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with all of us in the treasures of heaven. In the one holy Christian and apostolic church, we receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ. And together, we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you have graciously preserved and enlarged your family, granted Amani a new birth in holy baptism, and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In an heir of your heavenly kingdom, we humbly implore you that she may have now become your child, that you would keep her in her baptismal grace according to your good pleasure, that she may faithfully grow and lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord and giver of life, look with kindness upon the father and mother of her and upon our parents. Let them ever rejoice in the gift that you have given them. Enable them to be teaching and teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen them in their own baptism that they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, since you govern and sanctify the whole Christian church by your Holy Spirit, hear our prayers for all our members and mercifully grant that by your grace we may serve you in true faith through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Peace be with you. Amen. Let me borrow her for a second. Come on, get over. Okay. I'm going to introduce. Yeah, I know. Yes. You have every right to be unhappy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You got something to say? Say it. Go right ahead. Yeah, that's good. That's fine. Be introduced to your brothers and sisters, see? You're part of the group. I know. Yeah, they're not much, but we'll do the best we can. Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome. All right, I'll give you back to Dad in a minute. That'll be fine. Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, you're fine. Okay. Okay. There you go. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? It was bad enough. Okay. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Yeah, this. You keep the candle in every year on the anniversary of baptism, light it to remember what we did here. So put that out so you don't catch fire. And then it'll go in the bag along with the napkin. You got that. So, all right. Thank you. Very good. Thank you, ma'am, for your help. Good deal. I said I wouldn't victimize you with a sermon, but I can't help it. I mean, we just did a baptism. We don't do those very often. Now, years ago, I don't know, somebody was here and they conned us into teaching seventh grade confirmation. And part of the seventh grade confirmation that time was the discussion of baptism. So I brought those kids out here and had them look at this to try to see if they could find a power source for it, if they could find a cord, if they could find where it plugged in, if they could find if, in these days, if it was tied into the internet, of course, and they couldn't find it. All they could find was a thing here that had water in it, of all things, water. Is it special water? Ah! It came out of the center. It came out of the sink back here. Alice showed me how to get hot water. All the other thing he had was cold water. That would have been even more uncomfortable for her to be baptized with ice cold water. But water is water. The promise is the water is combined with God's word. That's baptism. Water and word, the forgiveness of our sins, and the promise of eternal life. Remember each of us our own baptism. No matter whether, like she was, we're this long, or maybe we got dunked when we were adults because we were done in a different way. Baptism's still baptism. It's still water and word, and there's nothing tricky about it. Nothing electronic, no smoke and mirrors. It's just the word of God combined with water called baptism for the forgiveness of sins and the hope of salvation. Go in peace.